The Song of Sorsaith Sahib, when he went to conquer Yarkland. The mission of Sir Douglas Forsyth across the Hindu Kush to Kashgar took place in 1873-4. It passed through Kashmir, where people were collected to serve in the camp. Sabir, the author of this poem, describes the events attending the impressment of these camp followers. He evidently believes that it was a military expedition to conquer Yarkand. 1. What I have seen, to that attend, and thou shalt near, Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves. 2. First, said the Queen of England, who can do this work, a mighty man is Forsyth, to him she gave the order, seat thyself upon the throne of Yarkand, as its king, and from it levy thou tribute, Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves. 3. They who wielded the scepter of authority from London unto Yarkand became famous over all the world. First halted they in Sonamarg, to enjoy the delight of the flower meads, Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves. 4. Ahead went the order of the Maharaj of Kashmir to Tibet, ye Baltis, advance ye, and then hasten ye to Kashmir bringing in passports with ye, Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves. 5. The order for their assembling issued forth on all sides, and at first the people were collected in Maras lamenting were they, and crying poor ignorant souls, whither are we come, Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves. 6. In houses of these Tibetans were Kashmiris quartered, and the brothers of Tibet were sent forward in advance, horses were stationed for the post, and yaks for collecting, and piling grass. Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves. 7. Women were collected to help in distributing straw and firewood, some of them were fresh from childbed, and others were heavy with child. Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves. 8. Horses were demanded from villages that had naught but fowls. Their drivers knew not how to say and could say only HAR. As they urged them along, Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves. 9. When they harnessed a horse that earned the crupper towards its head, and hung the bridle by its tail, grass ropes did they use for strong binding straps, all the appliances that they had were pack saddles of straw and saddles made of rags, Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves. 10. Menial cultivators were impressed in proportion to the size of each village, and on the shoulder of each was laid the burden of some special duty. Like bundles of grass were they crowded together, as they carried cooking pots, for the potters, Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves. 11. Said the potter's wife to the potter, Zero potter, thou art a fool. What need have we to put pots into the kiln, the business, dear? Is a traveling one, and we must leave all uncooked food behind us and bring with us our food ready cooked, Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves. 12. Said the cowherd to his wife, Let us both go forth and arrange a place for the cows. If we carry a wisp of grass upon our heads, the cows will follow at a run, Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves. 13. He went forth, milk pail on haunch, and carrying his load of pots, the people all were exhausted by their march, and to them the kindly milkman seemed as blessed as a garden watcher of paradise, Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves. 14. The sweeper said to the sweeper's wife, I shall never remember what I have to do, they expect me to provide leather, and a cobbler's laces, they are sending me off, my dear, with a leather cutter, and a cobbler's awl. Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves. 15. And she replied, Thou shouldst have answered them, O pimp of a sweeper. Thou shouldst have said, I know not how to use them. I did, my sweeper is say that to them, but they heard me not at all. Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves. 16. The roll call was cried for the artisans, and a demand was made for workers in iron. Each came bearing his anvil on his head, and leaning on his tongs, as if they were a stick, Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves. 17. The blacksmiths grumbled and complained, Where are we to look for coals? How can we aright arrange our smithy, put somehow or other the officials made a makeshift for them, and set them a forging horseshoes? Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves? 18. Very pleased did I become, and mighty good it seemed to me that last of all they impressed the barber and the carpenter of my village, and that I saw them running after the others, each with a kerchief of food in his hand. Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves. 19. Their wives are holding a conference with each other, say they, who is, then, now to support the barber's wife, and that carpenter's wife. We shall have to earn our livelihood by hiring ourselves out for spinning thread. Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves. 20. Sabi royal man only so much say, so long as they shall pay heed unto the news. At length came the sahib, with all his retinue, saying, Yarkand will we conquer for ourselves.